It's Thursday, the 31st of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Hardap Dam has reached its lowest level ever at 6.3%. Starting tonight, irrigation water will no longer be available, a first since the dam was completed in 1963. Water for household use and livestock will still be supplied until February of 2026. Here is the Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, Kalle Schlettwein.
The irrigation water that we supply to the Hardap irrigation scheme will be shut down midnight tonight, and that's as a result that the dam is de facto empty. It is below its useful storage level. We are now tapping into its dead storage level, which is not allowing us to carry on with irrigation water, but we will be able to supply domestic water and water for livestock till February 2026, if no rain comes and no inflow is as a result. I am absolutely convinced that climate change and with that resultant water scarcity is an upcoming challenge that we not yet have realized to the fullest.
The Namibia Wildlife Resort spokesperson Nelson Ashipala says the situation at Hardap Dam also affects the lodging and camping provider.
Yes, the situation at Hardap Dam has also affected tourism as well. I think as NWR, we are able to admit that the numbers are not as good as they were last year this time. As you might know, Hardap Dam is also quite popular for its angling position. The fact that anglers drive all the way out from South Africa to come and angle annually, or at least biannually, quarterly sometimes, so that's like three times per year. This year alone, we did not receive any anglers, so they started to look at different other avenues where they can enjoy this pastime activity. So we are hoping that the rain situation will improve the situation.
The Namibia Saving and Investment Association has applauded the Minister of Finance and Public Enterprises, Ipumbu Shimi, following the announcement that all commercial banks are now part of the credit guarantee scheme targeting MSMEs. The association's senior policy analyst, Dr. Meameno Johannes.
This development is a game changer for SMEs in Namibia, which often struggle to access financing due to lack of collateral. So with every bank now on board, we are looking at a much more inclusive financial landscape, where SMEs have a better shot at securing the funds that they need to grow their businesses and create jobs. Beyond just financing, this broad participation also strengthens Namibia's economy by promoting resilience and sustainability. By enabling more businesses to thrive, we are seeing a positive ripple effect throughout our communities, thereby driving local production and boosting employment.
To South Africa now, where the Jacob Zuma Foundation says the former president's appeal hearing with the ANC's National Disciplinary Committee of Appeals is scheduled for tomorrow. Zuma was expelled from the ANC for leading the Mkhonto weSizwe party. The foundation's spokesperson, Zwanele Manyi, says the former president's representative, Tony Yengeni, plans to ask for a public hearing and address some preliminary issues first. And Elon Musk has been ordered to attend a hearing in Philadelphia today over the controversial $1 million prizes he awarded to U.S. swing state voters. The city's district attorney has accused the billionaire Tesla CEO of running an illegal lottery in support of Donald Trump. Ara Spitzer has the details.
Philadelphia's district attorney has demanded that Elon Musk's political action committee stop awarding the cash prizes, calling the practice deceptive and an illegal attempt to influence voters. The money awarded to voters who sign a petition calling for free speech and the right to bear arms has faced scrutiny from the Department of Justice and others, but remains a legal gray area. The billionaire has spent much of the last several weeks campaigning for Trump in Pennsylvania, a critical swing state. The DA's lawyers have also asked for enhanced security at the hearing to be held at Philadelphia's City Hall, citing threatening social media posts in recent days.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.